I literally Googled best online life insurance. Ladder Life Insurance popped up.
Got an estimate and I was like, wait, what?
It's like a third of my household's cell phone bill.
Congratulations, you have life insurance.
Get your peace of mind right there and then.
Here's how Ladder works. Answer a few quick questions and get your personalized quote. If you're eligible, Ladder will cover you with the tap of a button. It's that easy. Come see for yourself why customers love Ladder. Check your price now at ladderlife.com/life. Featuring real stories from real customers.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the Olympic edition of Striving for It All. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in and around the WNBA, but it's a little bit different because we're currently on the Olympic break right now. So on this week's program, we get you caught up on scores and highlights from Team USA Women's 3x3 and 5-on-5 action at the 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympics so far. And also, congratulations to Team USA Women's 3x3 team led by Kelsey Plum, Stephanie Dolson, Jackie Young, and Alicia Gray. They won the gold medal. We'll have the scores and highlights of those contests as well as interviews and as well some of the 5-on-5 action coming up on this week's program. But first, I'm going to start off with my top three storylines. So the Tokyo Olympics are underway, and as this show is airing, you know, the 3x3 was phenomenal. I'm going to get more into that in just a little bit, but 3x3 and the 5-on-5 basketball have kicked off on the women's side for Team USA. So the Tokyo Olympics, again, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and we're still faced with a lot of challenges. We're still faced with a lot of challenges, not just back in the United States, but also challenges in Japan and all over the world as well. There's still been COVID cases. I mean, the games have gone on, but there still have been COVID cases. There have been positive results from American athletes as well as athletes from other countries. They have been sent back home. So it goes to show you that in spite of the pursuit of athletic competition and countries and athletes, regardless of their language barriers or whatever, are getting along with one another. But at the same token, we still have to have a dose of reality. We're still, unfortunately, reality can bite sometime, and we're still dealing with a lot of things in this world, and COVID is definitely one of them. We're still in this COVID society, and, you know, Tokyo, the city of Tokyo, the country of Japan, they're doing the best that they can to make this thing run smoothly for these 2.5 weeks. So, again, athletes have been sent home. Some athletes have been sent home as a result of COVID-19 positive test results. We don't know what's going to happen as we continue to move forward in the Olympics from Tokyo. But nevertheless, I tell you one thing, the Olympics has served as a great distraction during this time, still in the midst of a pandemic and political strife and things that have happened in the United States and all over the world. The Olympics, one thing is for certain, is that it brings people together and they can share in one common thing, and that's the spirit of athletic competition. And to me, that's one of the best things about sports, because sports and music, regardless of socioeconomic or even a social status, it can bring people together. And we're seeing a lot of that in this Tokyo Olympics thus far.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. We cover topics like the megatrends shaping our future, how the COVID-19 crisis will impact markets in 2021, and why companies should lead with purpose. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
My second storyline is the 3x3 tournament. Man, when I heard that this was going to be introduced and becoming an Olympic sport for the first time in this Olympic Games in Tokyo, I was all for it. And watching it was even better, not just on the men's side, but more importantly, the women's side. I mean, the Team USA Women's 3x3 team was phenomenal, again, with Stephanie Dolson, Jackie Young, Alicia Gray, and Kelsey Plum all winning a gold medal. I'm going to get more into the scores and highlights and recaps later on in the program, but man, what a genius move that was for the International Olympic Committee to include 3x3 basketball as an Olympic sport. I tell you what, there have been a lot of great moments in the Tokyo Olympics thus far, but to me, this was the number one. 3x3 basketball. It doesn't get any better than that. And on top of that, the games were so exciting. Again, as the four ladies that I mentioned earlier representing Team USA, and also the other countries that took part in the 3x3 tournament, such as Mongolia, China, Japan, France, a Russia Olympic Committee, just to name a few. Those countries were outstanding in the 3x3 tournament on the women's side. It was just phenomenal. Italy handled their business as well in this tournament. So it was very refreshing to see something like that. They took something from the streets and brought it to the Olympics. So kudos to the International Olympic Committee for making 3x3 basketball an Olympic sport.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
You still have questions about the vaccines, so we have two special episodes on the coronavirus, testing and vaccine research. How close are we to ending the pandemic? What responsibilities do we have to keep each other safe? And what can antibody testing still do for us? Listen to Shaping the Future of Healthcare, a Siemens Healthineers podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
And for my last storyline is going to be Team USA in Tokyo. So it's official. Team USA, as this show is airing, is 2-0. And they're getting things together. Now, everything is starting to get into motion right now after Team USA lost to Team WNBA in this year's All-Star game. The format was different due to the Olympics. And then also losing an exhibition game. When they got to Tokyo, they had to get it right. And so far, so good. We're starting to see the dominance of Team USA with such players such as Jewel Lloyd, Brianna Stewart, Brittany Griner, Skylar Diggins-Smith, Sue Bird, Sylvia Fowles, Tina Charles, and Asia Wilson. They're finally getting it together, and I think the best is yet to come for Team USA on the women's side. They had a setback again in that All-Star game and had a setback in the exhibition game in Las Vegas, but now they're in Tokyo and they're getting used to they got the jet lag behind them and they're getting the momentum and they're knowing each other. We're going to see something big, not just something big, but something huge from Team USA in the women's 5-on-5 action. That's my top three storylines. When we come back from break, I'll have the scores and highlights from the 3x3 tournament and Team USA games in the Olympics so far. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
The Dave single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these days. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs,
threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. We cover topics like the megatrends shaping our future, how the COVID-19 crisis will impact markets in 2021, and why companies should lead with purpose. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, The Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, The Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. As I stated earlier in the last segment, we've got the scores and we've got the highlights and a recap of the Team USA Women's 3x3 basketball tournament as well as 5-on-5 action. But let's start off with Team USA doing their thing in the 3x3 tournament. Of course, with the first game that took place between the United States going up against France, and it was a close one. The United States would go on to win. Final score would be 17-10. Over France. Again, this, of course, these games were outstanding. So many highlights from that contest. And matter of fact, speaking of highlights, here's some of the highlights from Team USA against France in the 3x3 tournament.
Stephanie Dolson is 6'5" with that big frame. She is nearly unguardable inside 10 feet. You just can't help inside. In fact, you can't help really at all in 3x3. But if you lag off these shooters on this American team, it could be a quick day at the office for you. And in 3x3, that is not a good thing. This American team really serves them well in a matchup like this.
Agé gives France the early lead, and back and forth we go already between these two powerhouses.
And that's what 3x3 is. It's like an action film. Every scene is intense. It commands your attention. Traditional 5-on-5 is more of a drama. You get that suspense as well, but it isn't as immediate. That climax usually comes at the end of the movie or the fourth quarter.
And now they're just exchanging buckets back and forth would normally have in this matchup. Guapo gets one back, and France is hanging top here. It's not quite the fast start they had in the qualifying tournament, but they are exchanging blows back and forth.
Comfortable going to them and leading them to a win.
Guapo, there's a reason she's ranked number one in the world in terms of her individual 3x3 ranking.
Yeah, just a bit, but again, this thing can heat up like that leftover lasagna
in a hurry. And right on cue, this Jackie Young splashing one from deep. So France back within one. Gray can't.
By Young. And that's some of the defensive advantage that Young brings. She's pesky, quick hands. I'm pulling the references out of thin air. That was a dad line, but you get the point. She can hold her own.
USA is just 7 points away from ending this before the clock runs out. You get to 21 points, that is game. Bank shot goes for Philippe. So France hanging around. Rebound up for grabs. Guapo has it. Can't bank it home, and Dolson secures.
Torre's really having a tough go at it here in this game. She's 1 of 6 from two, 1 of 4 from inside that two-point arc. It's Steph Dolson. This is where France is going to have to start putting some twos in the air and potentially trying to cut into that lead if they can knock a few down.
A little strong again at the horn. Can't get it to go. And the dominant wire-to-wire impressive showing from the United States pays off. with a 17-10 win.
All right, so you heard that audio. Again, that audio was courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee in the United States' first game on July the 24th. They would go on to beat France, final score 17-10. And here's the box score from that game for the United States. Of course, the leading scorer was Big Mama Stephanie Dolson. She finished with 7 points, followed by Kelsey Plum finished with 6 points, and Alicia Gray finished with 3 points. Meanwhile, Jackie Young would only have 1 point. So later in the day, the United States would go up against Mongolia. The United States would go on to win that game 21-9. Alicia Gray was the leading scorer. She finished with 9 points, followed by Kelsey Plum finished with 6 points. Stephanie Dolson finished with 5 points. And then Jackie Young would finish with only 1 point. So now we move along now to July the 25th. And the United States would go up against Romania. The U.S. would go on to win. Final score would be 22-11 in that contest. Here's some highlights from that contest.
The United States, one of just two remaining unbeaten teams on the women's side in 3x3, as Kelsey Plum was absolutely spectacular in day one.
They have been nearly flawless through the first couple of games. At this point, it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and we know what Stephanie Dolson has been for this team so far.
Hold on for a ride. Kyle, one thing that has stood out with this United States team is their ability to adjust quickly to the 3x3 game. We're seeing that transition defense, which might be somewhat of an oxymoron, given that it's only in the half court, but they're quickly finding whoever they're supposed to be checked up with in terms of their defensive assignments.
They got a great understanding of this game, although they did fall asleep there. I think Kelsey Plum ran into a tough screen. But
on the seventh, you're putting your opponent on line for two free throws.
Yep, they got to settle in. They're not in any imminent danger right now. Well, they're in danger down low. I don't know if they're going
to... Anyone's in danger.
Right, they are in imminent danger because Stephanie Dolson is always looking to put somebody on her bucket list.
Let's see, offensively, Romania's got a couple of decent sets thus far. 4 seconds to shoot on that 12-second shot clock. We'll force it. Oh, it goes down. Claudia Quick from the outside.
Yeah, Quick with the two-piece, and it's answer. That's how quick things happen. As deuces are wild, they're fighting fire with fire. And I'm impressed with Romania to this point. They're hanging in this contest. But also, the United States have not featured Big Mama Steph yet. I think when they're ready to seize control of this game, we're going to see her get a heavy helping of the cook.
Already with 8 points in this particular game, has still not missed inside two-point territory, and now doing it on the defensive end.
Oh, yeah, she will take your cookies, and Big Mama Steph will put it in the cup. That's the thing about defense as well is, you know, all it takes is effort, commitment on that end. If you can hang your hat on the defensive end, that's going to put you in a good position.
Romania still looking for its first win, and Claudia Quick is shooting the lights out from the outside.
Yeah.
Plum all the way in.
She lost her, like, baggage claim, and that is common.
All right, again, those highlights were courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee. Again, the United States would beat Romania 22-11. And you heard the announcers talking about Kelsey Plum. She handled her business in this game. She finished with 12 points and also had with 12 points in this contest. Meanwhile, Stephanie Dolson finished with 6 points, 2 rebounds, and Jackie Young finished with 2 points and 1 rebound, and Alicia Gray finished with 2 points and 4 rebounds. So later on in that same day, the United States would go up against the Russian Olympic Committee. This is a tough game that they had. You know, give kudos to ROC for handling their business. They showed up and showed out in a major way, not just in the Olympics so far, but particularly in 3x3. They really gave the U.S. all they could handle, but the Americans would hold on to beat ROC in this contest. Here's highlights from that game.
Again.
Shot off the hop.
for two and knocked it down. That's what she's so strong at. Coming into this game with two evenly matched teams that they have to live in. Logic knocks it down. 11 to now. RSC back in front. Kelsey Plum. Young driving to the roof. Might look it over in front of her, but gets it over her. It's 11 all. Logic goes for the two now and knocks it down. What a shot! What a moment for ROC! 14-11. Dolphin. As dominant as previous encounters and another foul call. Cassandra Rokina, which means that Dolphin will go to the line for two. Great. Goes for now, the shot clock down, the buzzer beater puts USA in front. Mr. Gray puts it into Dolphin, and they're a point away now, United States. RSC, we're leading for so long. Terry wants the deficit, but time is against them as well. Gray, love to finish it here, short. Luganova picks it up, with two. That is it. The United States hold on for victory. It locked in me for a while.
All right, and again, that audio courtesy of NBC Sports and the Olympics. So again, the United States, they had a tough go-around against the Russian Olympic Committee, but the United States would win 20-16. Alicia Gray was the leading scorer on that team. He finished with 8 points. She finished with 8 points and 9 rebounds. Stephanie Dolson and Kelsey Plum both had 5 points and 2 rebounds, and Jackie Young would finish with 2 points and 2 rebounds. So the United States' next opponent would be Italy. Again, this was not easy by any sort of the imagination. Again, Italy, they brought it, and then some. The United States was able to hold off Italy. Final score, 17-13. And again, this was not an easy game for the U.S. by any stretch of the imagination. Here's highlights from that contest.
The United States has been an unstoppable force. Any way you want it, they can give it to you. Each member of this American team has had their moment in the spotlight, and they've all shined. United States with a 4-3 advantage just over 3 minutes in. KP getting things done for the United States. Ray Ray couldn't give her one, but gets it back. Ray hustle again. Team Italy relying heavily on Raelynn D'Elia here early. So far, she's keeping them in the game. D'Elia with three. Italy, what enough offense. It seems they can find a defensive stop at a big moment. This Italian team is really tough to figure out. There's a lot of Jekyll and Hyde to the squad. Mismatch inside. Rulli with a size advantage. I'd like to see more from Rulli on this Italian team. Especially if she gets a mismatch, maybe Plum on her. She's going to have an opportunity to maybe get some buckets.
What a nasty spin and score for Kelsey Plum. And then a turnover for Italy. And Plum, it just always looks so effortless.
Ray couldn't grab a rebound. D'Elia tracks it down. Headband is flying off. That is how quick she's moving with 35 seconds left. The gamer. You better believe Ray Ray's going to be ready to play down the stretch here. This is a one-possession game. The United States need to be crisp, and they're going to have to protect the ball.
Four to shoot for Gray. Under the basket and is fouled. Two free throws coming for Alicia Gray with 18.7 remaining.
Critical free throws here. She most certainly needs to at least split a pair to make this a two-possession game. Under 20 seconds to go. She's able to knock them both down. It's going to make it really difficult for Italy to climb back in this contest.
Gray, one for one so far, and that was the crucial one. Nice and composed at the free throw line. Outstanding free throw shooter. And again, most potent score on this American team. She makes it look easy at the strike. 15 seconds left. D'Elia puts the head down. Can't finish. Plum is there. And this one is just about wrapped. Let's see if the U.S. can get more points at the end. Plum dancing. Deep step back. Falls short. But the United States remains perfect with a 17-13 win over Italy.
Maybe not quite as dominant from what we've seen from this American team thus far. Credit Italy for coming out and put forth their best effort. But the United States are going to remain unbeaten. Italy, tough day for them as they go 0-2.
And indeed, they did go continue to go undefeated on this run. Again, the United States would beat Italy 17-13. Stephanie Dolson and Alicia Gray were both the leading scorers for the United States. They both finished with 6 points. Stephanie had 7 rebounds. Alicia had 6 rebounds. Meanwhile, Kelsey Plum finished with 3 points, 3 rebounds, and Jackie Young finished with 2 points and 1 rebound. So later that day, the United States was not done by any stretch of the imagination. They had another tough game ahead of them. They would go up against China. And China, again, they had a great run in this debut of the 3x3 women's basketball tournament. Again, the United States would beat China in a close one, 21-19. So, and again, China, they handled their business, but as they say, it was close. It was no cigar for them, as, again, the U.S. would hold on to beat them. In the statistics for that game, Kelsey Plum finished with 10 points, 3 rebounds. Alicia Gray had 5 points, 5 rebounds. Jackie Young and Stephanie Dolson both finished with 3 points. Jackie had 2 rebounds, and Stephanie had 6 rebounds. So now we move along now to the game on July the 27th between the United States and Japan. Again, another close game. Japan was sensational throughout this whole contest. But Japan would go on to beat the United States in this game, the final score 20-18. In the losing effort, the United States, Stephanie Dolson finished with 7 points, 3 rebounds. Jackie Young finished with 4 points, 4 rebounds. Alicia Gray finished with 5 points and 2 rebounds. And then Kelsey Plum finished with 2 points and 1 rebound. So now we move along now to the semifinal game. The United States qualified for the semifinal game against France. Again, another sensational game, another close game, but the United States would hold on to win. Final score, 18-16. Here's highlights from that contest.
We are underway in semifinal number one. Half the court, all the fun. 3x3 basketball. Tokyo and Alicia Gray underneath to put up the first shot. No good, but Dolson can't coach big, and she's tall. Checked back behind the arc. Inside worth 1 point. Outside that arc worth 2. Page puts it up and over, and we're even at 1 early.
Dolson's got a loose ball.
Plum, jump shot, bottoms up. As I said, these two met in the very first game of pool play for each of them. The USA winning that one handily, 17-10. Shot gone, off strong. Gray got it. Big hard screen by Jules. You get away with a lot more in this game.
It's street ball totally, and Big Mama Steph.
Check ball, France. Lafo, released for 2 from way out. There you go, a 2-piece for her. And it's 4-3, back to a 1-possession game here early. Playing till 21, 10 minutes on the clock, whichever comes first. 10 minutes, and whoever's ahead at that point is the winner, or first team to 21. Right now it's 5-3 U.S. France, the quick exchange, but Page can't convert. Madame number one, Lafo. She'll make that one. Teams trading buckets here. Gray just powers her way inside.
And a bit of a surprise with France starting off slowly with that 1-3 mark, but they heated it up to get to this semifinal match.
They have played their best basketball over the last 2 or 3 contests, which is what you want. The lead throws up overhead. No, U.S. 9-6 after that 2-piece. Inside Gray again, quick. can't convert, but there's a foul there. There's a little shove with the off arm to create some room. Nothing called, nothing made. Dalton inside, that's quick.
Can't rest in 3x3. You've got to be ready to turn and go the other way.
Gray this time, yeah. Defense goes to offense, defense offense in a blink at all these.
Whoa.
Quick pass, Waffle to Page. She finishes 12-9. Go by Dalton. Kicked out Felipe. Felipe hits the two, and now it's a one-possession game. The two-piece from Felipe. 13-11, turnover, U.S. trying to take advantage. Second turnover for the French in this game. Dalton inside, and one. 2.5 to go, 14-11 here in our first semifinal. Winner gets to play for the gold medal. Touré quickly in with a bucket, makes a one-possession game. Plum puts Felipe on skates. Up fake, got her, and drove right to the hoop. 15-12 U.S. Now France with possession, a chance to tie. Good slip there by Felipe. U.S. with a double team and forgot Felipe. 1-point game, 15-14. This is where the U.S. got in trouble in its one loss against Japan. Got tight late, and then Japan able to hit a couple of big buckets and take the win. We're even at 16 with a minute left. We're going all the way in this one, full time. Jackie Young, drive, foul, called travel. No, the whistle is not for the push. Whistle is for a traveling violation. Gray, a second attempt here, second chance to give the U.S. a lead. She'll make that one. 34 seconds left. U.S. up one over France. Touré against the taller Dolson. Up behind her. No. Rebound Dolson.
Touré, their most efficient shooter from behind the line. As Plum will get that assignment.
So Page, check at the ring for taller Dolson. They run the screen. Touré underhand. No. No foul called. And the United States will play for gold. After a 18-16 win over France. France drops into the bronze medal game. The U.S., number one in full play, beats the number one team in the world for the second time in this tournament. Full play and now here in the semifinals. Again, the final, United States 18, France 16.
And you heard what the announcer just said. The United States pulled off a close one to beat France. Final score 18-16. The final stats on that game, Kelsey Plum and Alicia Gray both finished with 6 points. Kelsey had 2 rebounds and Alicia had 4 points. Meanwhile, Stephanie Dolson finished with 5 points and 8 rebounds. And Jackie Young had 1 point and 2 rebounds. And so that would set the stage for the gold medal game between the United States and the Russian Olympic Committee. Again, great game. A very close game. Here's the highlights from the gold medal game.
A moment, 5 days in the making. We are finally here at our first ever 3x3 Olympic gold medal game as the Russian Olympic Committee found their way through pool play, found their way through a very challenging semifinal bout with China to match up with the gold medal favorite in the United States of America. These are two teams that are really diversified in how they can beat you, and two teams that very much deserve to be in the position they are right now. We are underway. Gold medal game between the USA and the Russian Olympic Committee.
And they are loaded, 1 through 4. We've seen each one of the players featured throughout the tournament. It's just pick your poison. As Kelsey Plum cruises in for the easy career. Dalton's going to have to be ready to move her feet and contest on those switches as well.
Alicia Gray, the step back. Dolson.
Oh, Big Mama Steph with the big rebound. Stopping her is like trying to drown a shark.
It's not going to happen.
No. It's only going to tick her off. She's been great. She's going to rest right now. He's watching Kelsey Plum go to work.
Shifty Kelsey Plum, number one overall pick in the WNBA draft back in 2017, playing for the Las Vegas Aces. Gray, attack mode. Dolson to follow.
Big Mama Steph cleaning up the mess. They've done it at every level, the U18 level and the senior level. Got a lot of talent in the United States.
as Kelsey Plum flush on the mid-range J. That's to be expected. You make mistakes. She's had a great tournament to this point. She'll get a rest and try to regroup. Great entry pass there. Loganova taking advantage of Young on the inside. And here's Kelsey Plum. She got her on the island here.
The mismatch. Plum.
Oh, yeah.
The southpaw delivers.
She's quicker than J. Cole's hoop career.
So Plum has come out with four of USA's 7 points and helped to give them that 5-point cushion.
That's beautiful action there and a great cross-court pass to set up her sister, keeping it all in the family. Not a bad idea for ROC.
Plum. Oh, what a finish.
Oh, yeah, Plum is going bananas now. See what I did there?
I did.
All right.
You're cross-fruiting.
5-point game. Team USA came into this with a good game plan defensively. They guarded that 2-point perimeter, and they're leading this thing by 7. It's not over with yet, especially with Kozik getting busy from the corner. Just a 5-point difference here.
Kozik against Dolson. Great feed. Logunova with a finish.
Quick step, nice drop off, and an errant pass from the United States. Didn't have to force that. Got to regain the composure here and weather this storm that ROC is starting to create. Young contributing. Doesn't have to score a whole lot of points on this United States team. She handles business at the free throw stripe.
Prokina with a pump and a finish.
Oh, yeah, nice step. Soft touch with a fresh shot clock. They go to work here. Nice action. You see Logunova slip to the bucket.
Gray splits the defenders.
Stuck with it.
Finds a bucket inside. Moving off the screen. Evgenia Prokina will drive instead. Has to hoist it up. Oh, and she put it in.
Tough shot late in the shot clock. ROC ain't going nowhere. Not right now. ROC would love to be heading to the strike. Stopping the clock. But USA defense.
Kozik delivers.
Big two-piece from Kozik. Makes it a 3-point contest. USA.
Plum. Yeah. Dolson cleans it up.
Big mama step. What can you do with that? They couldn't hold it with a rubber grip.
U.S. by 4. ROC's going to run out of time. Logunova strokes it from deep. 2 seconds left. And the United States of America is bringing home the gold in the first ever 3x3 Olympic competition.
What an effort from the United States. Nearly a flawless run to a first gold medal here at this historic event.
And indeed it was historic. Again, that audio courtesy of NBC and the International Olympic Committee. Again, the final score in the gold medal game of the women's 3x3 tournament, the United States would beat the Russian Olympic Committee 18-15. Final statistics, Stephanie Dolson had 7 points, 9 rebounds. Kelsey Plum, 5 points, followed by Alicia Gray with 4 points, 6 rebounds, and Jackie Young, 2 points and 3 rebounds. And also, Kelsey Plum actually tied for first for the leader in points in the women's 3x3 tournament. Her, along with Wang Lili from China, both tied for first with a total of 55 points during the 3x3 tournament. And again, I got to tell you that this was historic. This was phenomenal. Again, the Olympics, they did it right by including 3x3 basketball and including it in the Olympics. And, you know, whenever you have the gold medal, you always have to have a post-game comment, or as I say, a press conference. And a lot of these ladies were definitely in celebratory mode. And Kelsey Plum, what a difference a year makes. A year and a half ago, Kelsey had tore her Achilles, and it prevented her from playing in the WNBA. For those of you that don't know, the four ladies that played on the women's 3x3 Team USA basketball team are all members of the WNBA. Kelsey plays for the Las Vegas Aces. Also, her teammate Jackie Young plays for the Las Vegas Aces. Stephanie Dolson plays for the Chicago Sky, and Alicia Gray plays for the Dallas Wings. Here's an interview after winning the gold medal with Kelsey Plum, and just talking about her experience and, amongst other things, including a year and a half ago, suffering that brutal Achilles injury.
All right, Kelsey, we'll go ahead and get started right away with the champagne on hand, and we can go to Howard Magdal first.
Hey, Kelsey, congratulations, first of all.
Howard Magdal?
That's right.
All the way from San Diego. I'm so sorry. I was not expecting you, Howard. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, all good. All good. You're somebody who has accomplished so much in this game, and I'm just wondering if you've had a chance to contextualize where this moment ranks amid, you know, your greatest hits to date.
I would say it's up there. It's really high. I mean, I can't even really put it into words, you know, because an Olympic gold medal is just something that I have always wanted to, you know, accomplish. And then I think I've said this before, but I think coming off the Achilles makes it extra sweet. So I would say it's the highest. Yeah.
Thanks, Kelsey.
And then we'll go to Michelle Vogel.
Hi, Kelsey. Congrats to you. When the toughest part of an Achilles, which I know is a really painful and really scary injury for any athlete, was there a time when you were really scared about the future? And now looking back on it, how gratifying is it to be in this position? And not very long ago.
Yeah, you know, it's actually crazy. My best friend sent me a video. I walked for the first time like this exact day last year, like very first time after post-surgery. So it's just really cool because I think it just is a little bit nostalgic. But, yeah, Stewie really gave me the confidence that I needed. I watched her go through this process before I even, you know, had a process. And I just watched her body it, like just take it upon it and just, I think, changed the narrative of what an Achilles injury and a comeback can be like. And I just took it and ran with that. So I kind of watched what she did, and I picked her brain, and I, you know, would ask her questions and things like that. And I just had a lot of faith in the process. We had the same surgeon. We had the same, you know, trainer with Susan Borchard. But, I mean, I really was grateful that I had someone that had kind of paved the way for me.
Thank you.
All right, and those comments were from Kelsey Plum after winning the gold medal in the 3x3 women's basketball tournament. And Kelsey talked a lot about the Achilles injury she suffered just a year and a half ago, and what a fight that was to come back, getting the inspiration from the Seattle Storm's Breanna Stewart, who's on the Team USA 5-on-5 team, and getting inspiration from her, and also saying that winning an Olympic gold medal is right at the top of her career and then some. So congratulations to Kelsey. Also, we've got Jackie Young, who made a big difference on the 3x3 team. Here's her her comments in her post-game interview.
Thank you, Jackie. And we'll go ahead and get started with questions. Go ahead, Haley
Jackie, obviously for you, you know, 10 days before winning this gold, you were not even prepared to be here. What's this moment like for you, especially knowing that you were just thrown into this and still at the end of the day you came out on top?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, honestly. But I'm glad I had the opportunity. I just did whatever I could to help this team win. I was a late addition, and so – I mean, like, everyone knew that, but so I really just tried to catch on quick, learn the plays, learn the defensive schemes and all that, just so that I could get thrown into the mix without messing up all the chemistry.
And we'll go to Chris Kudiala.
Hi, Jackie. Congratulations. I wanted to ask, You made it sound like earlier that you didn't know too much about the game and the style and just the 3x3 format, you know, perhaps right before you were called. We're just curious what, like, the biggest challenge was in terms of integrating with this team and figuring out the format.
I've played 3-on-3 in the past. I think it's just, I guess, the break – that I had from it. I hadn't played in about a year, so just trying to catch up to speed with the pace, how physical it is, and just learning the plays. They had been playing together for a while, so they had already built their chemistry, and so just adding me threw some things off a little bit, but we were able to just fight through and come out with the gold. So.
Again, those comments were from Jackie Young, who, after winning the gold medal for the Team USA 3x3 women's basketball team, and she said that if you listen to her, she said that she had to learn the plays very quickly, and she said that she had to build up chemistry because the young ladies on the team had already had a chemistry. Jackie replaced Katie Lou Samuelson, who was originally was supposed to be on the 3x3 team, but Katie Lou was sent home due to testing positive for COVID-19. So as a result of Katie Lou testing positive, her replacement was Jackie Young. And I tell you what, Jackie, she filled in quite nicely. She, again, with the short amount of time that she had, and also a little tidbit to pass along, when she heard that she was going to be a member of the 3x3 Olympic team, she was actually vacationing in Florida when she got the news. So, again, that's what sports is all about. You know, when your number's called, you've got to be prepared and you got to answer it. And she was prepared. And as they say, preparation meets opportunity. She was prepared and she took advantage of the opportunity. So congratulations to her. Again, congratulations to Jackie and Kelsey. Also, congratulations to Alicia Gray. And this is Alicia's comment after winning the gold medal.
Thank you, Alicia, for joining us. And we can go first to Dorothy Gentry. Hi, Alicia. Congratulations from Dallas. What would you say to your sister and other young women and young girls about what's possible for their dreams?
I mean, the biggest thing, I just tell them just to follow it. I mean, I come from a very small town out of Sandersville, Georgia. Basically, everybody know everybody, so I mean, I just hope I can be an inspiration for all the young girls and boys back home that just follow your dreams and you can also make it out and make it to the big Olympic stage like I have.
And we'll go next to Brad Muller.
Hey, Alicia, congratulations. What did it mean? What were you thinking about when you were standing on the podium when you after the win? And how does it compare to winning a national championship?
I mean, winning the gold medal is, I mean, granted, don't get me wrong, I appreciate my national championship, but winning the gold medal, that's just on a different level of accomplishments and happiness, because it's just something not everybody gets to do, and it's something not everybody gets to have, especially gold medal. So, I mean, it's just been a fun experience, and I've enjoyed all of it.
Again, those are some of the comments from Alicia Gray after winning the gold medal in the 3x3 women's tournament. Now, Alicia, you heard her say that she won a national championship, but she said winning a gold medal tops that. Now, Alicia is a member of the 2018 South Carolina women's University of South Carolina women's basketball team that won the NCAA women's championship. Her teammate at the University of South Carolina was Asia Wilson, and Asia Wilson is a member of the Team USA 5-on-5 basketball team. So definitely, I know her and Asia are really close during their time at South Carolina. I know they've had a lot of time to talk during this time in Tokyo. So again, congratulations to Alicia Gray for becoming a member of that gold medal 3x3 team. And last but certainly not least, we can't forget about Big Mama, Stephanie Dolson. Stephanie handled her business, was the anchor, providing the rebounds and doing the defense and the dirty work in the paint, or I should say in the asphalt, on the 3x3 tournament. Here's Stephanie's comments after winning the gold medal.
We'll be back with Stephanie Dolson here in just a few seconds.
Yeah, I know.
but don't worry. Steph, congratulations. Throughout this process, you've talked a ton about, you know, wanting to mirror what 5-on-5 has established as far as just the dynasty that they've built. And, you know, obviously a dynasty takes years to establish, but it starts with gold, and you guys started with gold. So what does that mean to you all to have started this story with gold?
It means a lot. You know, basketball runs pretty deep in the U.S., so, you know, for us to come here and kind of prove ourselves and show everyone that, you know, we're just at the same level, you know, is really special for us. And hopefully, you know, we don't know what's down the road, but we hope that we've started some type of dynasty with 3-on-3.
Thank you.
And, you know, this is just the beginning. And cheers to that.
All right.
We'll go next to Alexa Phillips. Hey, Stephanie, congratulations on gold. You talked beforehand about how you really just buckled down on training hard individually, eating right, cutting back on alcohol, whatever it may be, just to make sure you're ready for this moment. So now that you finally were able to see that all into fruition by coming away with gold, what does all that hard work from the last year particularly mean for you in this moment now?
It means a lot. I mean, if you would have asked or said to me that I was going to be here winning a gold about a year ago, I would not have believed it. With COVID and quarantine and then the bubble, I mean, there's just been so many ups and downs in the last year. I didn't know I could make it here, and I didn't know if we would even get this opportunity. So for us to have the opportunity and then to, you know, succeed and win the gold is just outstanding. And I'm just really happy.
And again, those comments were from Stephanie Dolson after winning the gold medal in the 3x3 women's tournament. And Stephanie made a mentioning, you know, she sacrifice and discipline. She had to cut back on certain things to make this dream a reality. And she also made a mention that she didn't know if this would be a reality, because she said, you know, last year she was hit hard by COVID. Some family members were affected by COVID, and then with quarantine and everything that had happened, she didn't see herself being here at this point. But I guess, you know, with prayer and, of course, with hard work and determination, and anything is possible. If, you know, the human mind is a beautiful thing. Anything is possible if you put your mind to it. And Stephanie fought hard. She persevered, and now she's an Olympic champion. So, again, congratulations to Stephanie Dolson, Kelsey Plum, Alicia Gray, and Jackie Young, the first ever United States Olympic women's 3x3 basketball gold medalist. And I want to make a mention that I said that Alicia, when she was a member of the University of South Carolina, won a championship in 2018. That was 2017, so my correction on that. And also, I want to bring up something interesting, because all four of these ladies play in the WNBA. Stephanie currently plays for the Chicago Sky. Kelsey and Jackie play for the Las Vegas Aces. And Alicia plays for the Dallas Wings. Stephanie had mentioned, said this could be the start of something big, and a dynasty could happen for United States women's basketball in terms of the 3x3. I wonder if something similar could happen in the WNBA, where maybe they would adopt maybe a 3x3 format. Something interesting to think about right there. I think it would be a lot of fun. I think De'Erica Hamby would be perfect for maybe a 3x3, or maybe an Orige Ogunbowale or something like that. I know Jewel Lloyd has 3x3 experience. Skylar Diggins-Smith has 3x3 experience as well. She has 3x3 experience as well. Something the WNBA could definitely look into. It was definitely fun in the Olympics, and definitely something. Again, kudos to the Olympic Committee for making that happen. So again, congratulations to Alicia, Stephanie, Jackie, and Kelsey for that award, for that attaining that gold medal.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands, hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
The Dave's single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave's single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers.
Dippy's Face. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
All right. When we come back from the break, let's go from half court to full court now. 5-on-5. That's right. We're going to talk more about Team USA in full court action. Scores and highlights as well. We've got that. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Is the famous Suicide Squad.
The director of Guardians of the Galaxy has united Bloodsport.
Let's get it.
King Shark.
Nom nom.
Rick Flag.
This is messed up.
Harley Quinn.
Hey guys.
And Peacemaker.
No, let's show off.
Unless what they're showing off is dope as f-
and made them a team.
These are dangerous people.
What do you guys want them for?
Just to save the world.
What was that?
The Suicide Squad. In theaters and on HBO Max August 6th. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good, too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, The Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, The Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply. Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, The Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply. Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, The Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So as I mentioned before, going into the commercial break, we go from half court to now full court in 5-on-5 action with Team USA. And I tell you what, it's a team that's decorated with stars, with the likes of Sylvia Fowles, of course, Jewel Lloyd, Skylar Diggins-Smith, Sue Bird, Ariel Atkins, Chelsea Gray, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Nafisa Collier, Diana Taurasi, Tina Charles, and Brittany Griner. And the first game that they had so far was against Nigeria. The United States would go on to beat Nigeria, final score 81-72. Here's highlights from that contest.
The quest for seven straight gold medals for the Team USA women begins today at the Saitama Super Arena as they take on Team Nigeria.
I'm
mean, USA averaged 18 turnovers per game in their exhibition, so this is an area that they've needed to clean up. And again, that is what Nigeria wants to do, is get the drive to the rim, challenge the defenses on the perimeter, especially Taurasi, just coming back.
Promise Amukamara, beautiful drive, and Taurasi brings the register. First field goal for Team USA. Cycle it out to Sue Bird. A good look for three. Brittany Griner. What a rebound inside. Putting it up and in and drawing the foul. Here's Muhammad inside. Blocked that time again. The two-on-one if they hurry. Sue Bird is going to pull it back out. Jewel Lloyd from deep and a perfect three. No shot clock. Final 7 seconds. Kounye Akpana denied there. Back out to Obekwe. And she drops in a three. So that will do it at the end of the first quarter. And after 10 minutes, it's Nigeria with the advantage. Yingefa missing that three. And look at Nigeria run the floor and come up with a steal. Thomas Mukamara pushing ahead. Mukamara set shot three. She got it. They're challenging every outlet pass.
They are everywhere.
Taurasi, rhythm three. U.S. on the counterattack. Sue Bird right to Griner inside. Kick out Brianna Stewart. A good look. And that is dropped in the three. B. Griner inside. And turn and bring it home.
She has had a really great stretch in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
And running the four. Reward the big. Ron Staley directing traffic. 1 5 seconds. A good defense. Galoo had to pick it up. The final shot by Alani. Banked it in! Another banked in three. Ibekwe made one. Adore Alanu makes the other.
The commitment of these women, they don't even have a feeder program, 17 and under, 16 and under. This is their team. And so they've committed to the development. Beautiful pass there for Griner at the top, at the rim by Sue Bird. But
all right, and those highlights, again, courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee. Again, final score, the United States 81, Nigeria 72. The leading scorer for the Team USA is Asia Wilson. She finished with 19 points, 13 rebounds. Another other statistics, Jewel Lloyd finished with 8 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Also, we had Chelsea Gray finished with 6 points, and she had 3 assists. Meanwhile, Brianna Stewart finished with 9 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists. Also, Diana Taurasi, man, just like a fine wine, she gets better with time. Finished with 10 points and had 2 rebounds. Meanwhile, Sylvia Fowles finished with 9 points and 5 rebounds. Tina Charles finished with 6 points, 6 rebounds. And Brittany Griner finished with 13 points and finished with 10 rebounds and also had 1 steal and 2 block shots. And also Sue Bird, no points, it didn't matter. I mean, she's a consummate floor general. She had 4 rebounds to go along with 13 assists and 1 steal. Again, the United States beat Nigeria 81-72. And the second game that the United States had was going up against Japan. The U.S. would go on to win 86-69. Here's some highlights from that contest.
The United States taking on the host country, Japan, and they're in the same group. U.S. beating Nigeria, Japan beat France. So who decides to take direction in this group? We'll find out tonight. Had a double-double, did Asia Wilson. The opening possession to go right into Griner. And big-to-big passing right to Asia Wilson. So if you get double and triple team, maybe you move the ball.
There is no question that the U.S. needs to clean up some of their possessions, doesn't need to turn it over as well. But I think stylistically, that's how Nigeria wanted the game to be played.
Brianna Stewart hitting the three. So 5 made threes, game one. Already 2 have gone down, and we've only played 2 minutes. And Sue Bird off iron there, but you see Griner and just get it on the iron. Shot clock down to 13. Rashida dropping it inside. Takata with a beautiful finish on the baseline. They call Maki Takata Captain Fantastic in terms of effort and energy and never leading the game. And Asia Wilson scoring on the other end. Asia Wilson, the escape. Out to Brianna Stewart. Good look at three and dropping it in. And the way the U.S. is clicking from distance is needed. The lead's only 5. Miyazaki You see, everyone on the team can make and take threes. This one dropped in again. Backing out and shooting his three, dropping in another one is Miyazaki. So at the end of one, Japan is going to have the lead. Catch and shoot corner three. And again, good attention by Jewel Lloyd. Asia Wilson running off the miss. And if you read Phil Jackson's book, he says missed corner threes are layups or dunks on the other end.
And hit Asia Wilson in stride.
And finally, a three going down. The way that Japan plays, they're going to shoot a lot of them. Brianna Stewart went to set that screen with Sue Bird being pestered in the backcourt. Jewel Lloyd catch and shoot. Nice rhythm three. The U.S. edging out by five here in a very tightly contested game where Japan led at the end of the first quarter. Taurasi and Bird been doing it forever. What a beautiful backcourt. Finding Brittany Griner, and her post moves are so smooth, and she just gets better year after year.
All right, that audio again courtesy of NBC Sports and the International Olympic Committee. The United States handled their business, beating Japan 86-69. In this contest, again, Asia Wilson was the leading scorer. She had 20 points, 10 rebounds. Brianna Stewart had a sensational game. She finished with 15 points, 13 rebounds. Meanwhile, Jewel Lloyd finished with 12 points. Also, Sue Bird had 3 points, 6 assists. Chelsea Gray finished with 6 points. Meanwhile, we also had Diana Taurasi finish with 11 points. Sylvia Fowles, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block shot. And Brittany Griner, she was phenomenal in this one. She finished with 15 points and 5 rebounds in this contest. So Team USA, the 5-on-5 team, they're handling their business. The full court game, they are handling their business, and they've gotten it together. And as I said earlier, it's only going to get better from here on out.
The Dave's Single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave's Single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is going to blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
The Dave's Single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave's Single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is going to blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
When we come back, we're going to close out the show. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
On Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Hi, this is Terry Bradshaw here to remind you that rheumatic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus are important to know about. 1 in 4 Americans has a rheumatic disease, and I'm one of them. And if you're like me, folks, you don't have time for arthritis to slow you down. Between being a sportscaster, making movies, and checking things off my honey-do list, I'm busier now than I've ever been. Flare-ups aren't fun, which is why I follow the orders of my rheumatologist. Eating healthy, staying active, not smoking, taking my meds, and managing my stress all keep me going. I've also committed to my health by taking the American College of Rheumatology's pledge to live well with rheumatic disease, and you should too. Know the signs, get help, and take care of yourself, folks. Visit simpletax.org to take the pledge to live well.
right, everybody, welcome back to Striving for It All. Again, thank you so much for joining me on this week's program, the Olympic edition of the program. And we're going to leave you now. Again, this audio is courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee. The gold medal game, the highlights of the 3x3 Team USA handling their business, led by Kelsey Plum, Stephanie Dolson, Alicia Gray, and Jackie Young, as they would win the gold medal, beating the Russian Olympic Committee. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson. So long, everyone.
A moment 5 days in the making. We are finally here at our first ever 3x3 Olympic gold medal game, as the Russian Olympic Committee found their way through pool play, found their way through a very challenging semifinal bout with China to match up with the gold medal favorite in the United States of America. These are two teams that are really diversified in how they can beat you, and two teams that very much deserve to be in the position they are right now. We are underway. Gold medal game between the USA and the Russian Olympic Committee.
And they are loaded, 1 through 4. We've seen each one of the players featured throughout the tournament. It's just pick your poison. As Kelsey Plum cruises in for the easy career, Dolson's going to have to be ready to move her feet and contest on those switches as well.
Alicia Gray, the step back. Dolson.
Oh, big mama Steph with the big rebound. Stopping her is like trying to drown a shark.
It's not going to happen.
No. It's only going to tick her off. She's been great. She's getting a rest right now. He's watching Kelsey Plum go to work.
Shifty Kelsey Plum, number one overall pick in the WNBA draft back in 2017, playing for the Las Vegas Aces. Gray, attack mode. Dolson to follow.
Big Mama Steph cleaning up the mess. They've done it at every level, the U18 level and the senior level. Got a lot of talent in the United States. As Kelsey Plum, plush on the mid-range J. That's to be expected. You make mistakes. She's had a great tournament to this point. She'll get a rest and try to regroup. Great entry pass there. Loganova taking advantage of Young on the inside. And here's Kelsey Plum. She got her on the island here.
The mismatch. Plum.
Oh, yeah.
The southpaw delivers.
She's quicker than J. Cole's hoop career.
So Plum has come out with 4 of USA's 7 points and helped to give them that 5-point cushion.
That's beautiful action there, and a great cross-court pass to set up her sister, keeping it all in the family. Not a bad idea for ROC.
Plum. Oh, what a finish.
Oh, yeah, Plum is going bananas now. See what I did there?
I did.
All right.
You're cross-fruiting.
5-point game. Team USA came into this with a good game plan defensively. They guarded that 2-point perimeter, and they're leading this thing by 7. It's not over with yet, especially with Kozik getting busy from the corner. Just a 5-point difference here.
Kozik against Dolson. Great feed. Lagunova with a finish.
Quick step, nice drop off, and an errant pass from the United States. Didn't have to force that. Got to regain the composure here and weather this storm that ROC is starting to create. Young contributing. Doesn't have to score a whole lot of points on this United States team. She handles business at the free throw stripe.
Frolkina with a pump and a finish.
Oh, yeah, nice step. Soft touch with a fresh shot clock. They go to work here. Nice action. You see Loganova slip to the bucket.
Gray splits the defenders.
Stuck with it.
Finds a bucket inside. Moving off the screens. Evgenia Frolkina will drive instead. Has to hoist it up. Oh, and she put it in.
Tough shot late in the shot clock. ROC ain't going nowhere. Not right now. ROC would love to be heading to the stripe, stopping the clock, but USA's defense.
Kozik delivers.
Big two-piece from Kozik. Makes it a 3-point contest. USA.
Plum. Yeah. Dolson cleans it up.
Big Mama Steph, what can you do with that? They couldn't hold it with a rubber grip.
US by 4. ROC's going to run out of time.
Logunova strokes it from deep. 2 seconds left, and the United States of America is bringing home the gold in the first ever 3x3 Olympic competition.
What an effort from the United States.